Atlantic Records founder Ahmet Erdogan died December 14, 2006, after being in a coma following a fall backstage at the Rolling Stones concert at New York's Beacon Theater 3 weeks earlier. He was 83 years old and the greatest record man of his generation. Let's go back for a moment to May 10, 1953, at the Atlantic Studios in New York, where Ahmet is auditioning a nervous 22-year-old blind musician and showing him a song Ahmet wants him to sing.
Just can't take this and twist it around. I can't stand it. I'm telling you, so it gets on my nerves.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. She sure looks well. I gave her the eye and started to carry on. But a Cadillac cruised up and swished. She was gone.
It should have been me.
Gave me a real dirty look.
It should have been me. Don't you know it should have been me? It should have been me to be her chaperone.
When I got to the corner, I saw a sharp cat, a $300 suit and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a diner floor when a voice from within said, "Come on, Daddy, let's go."
It should have been me.
Until I passed this fine cafe, I looked inside, saw a guy eating a great big steak, while a waiter stood by with an ice cream and cake.
It should have been me. Yeah, I wanna tell you, it should have been me.
Ray Charles in the first recording session with his producer, Ahmet Erdogan. The son of the Turkish ambassador to the United States, Erdogan had been introduced to the joys of jazz by his older brother, Nesui. The two amassed a record collection of more than 20,000 78s and used their father's embassy in Washington, D.C. as a place to throw jazz concerts. After his father's death in 1944, the two brothers stayed behind in the United States. In 1946, Ahmet borrowed some money, booked a recording studio, and cut a bunch of songs with band leader Boyd Rayburn and his wife, singer Ginny Powell. He didn't have a record label or even any plans to release the recordings, but he was transformed by the experience. After recording Boyd Rayburn's band, Ahmet borrowed some more money, this time from the family dentist, and found a more experienced partner in Herb Abramson, who had actually made a few blues and jazz records, and started Atlantic Records. The first sides were lowbrow jazz instrumentals for ghetto jukeboxes, all honking saxophones and groaning brass sections. The label's first hit was in 1949, a distinctly down-home blues by Stixon McGee with his brother, Brownie McGee, singing and playing in the background.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoodie-oodie, drink wine,
mop, mop,
pass that bottle to me.
Amit, who was by then living in Harlem, found New York musicians looked down on the funky music he preferred.
What we were struggling with in New York were sophisticated musicians and singers who disdained the blues and gospel and all that.
He and Herb Abramson happened to cross the famous street singer Blind Willie McDell, who Amit knew well from his old record collection, singing on the streets of Atlanta. They recorded a bunch of titles with the great 12-string guitars and released one single under the name Barrel House Sammy.
But it's Lord, 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 feel like a broke down engine, mama.
Erdogan was part of this music. He was a fan with the best seat in the house. He wrote songs under the name Nugetri, or Erdogan spelled backwards, for acts such as Big Joe Turner.
Chains of love.
Or his leading doo-wop group, the Clovers.
Lovey-dovey all the time.
In 1953, Atlantic finally struck pay dirt with Ruth Brown, who put the label on the map with one of the year's top rhythm and blues records.
Mama, he treats your daughter me. Mama, he treats your daughter me. Mama, he treats your daughter me.
With partner Abramson drafted into the Army to serve in the Korean War, Amit found a new partner in Jerry Wexler. Son of a window washer from Washington Heights, Wexler had been a reporter at the music trade magazine Billboard and renamed the magazine's Black Records chart from Race Records to Rhythm and Blues. They used to push the desks up against the wall and roll the rug up in the office at night, wheel out the recording equipment, and make records.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah.
I'm as happy as can be. Chimney Cricket, Chimney Jack, you make my heart go clickety clack. Tweedly, tweedly, tweedledee. Tweedly, tweedledee.
I got my baby Baba half past three. She said, I'd like to know what you want with me.
Face and hands. Where you getting?
was shining through. Well, you wear an old dress, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my all of this belongs to you. I believe to the soul you never let me out. I believe to the soul you a devil in my know. Well, Lord, I work the best of my money go. I said, shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake.
The 1954 Big Joe Turner record Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Ahmet Wexler and songwriter Jesse Stone sang the background vocals. This is Joel Selvin, and you're listening to Selvin on the City, brought to you by Amoeba Records. We'll be right back with more Ahmet Erdogan, Record Man.